This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. Holy Trinity Fridays E. Holy Trinity Fridays E first posted June 5, 2010, 1 John 4:16-21 Commandment of Love, paraphrase, we know and believe the love of God for us. God is love, and if we live according to love we live in God and God lives in us. When God's love has matured in us we need not fear the day of judgment, because He is present in this world as are we. Love rules out fear. Fear concerns punishment, and those who fear have not become mature in love. We are able to love because He first loved us. We cannot claim to love God while hating our brethren, that would be a lie. If we cannot love our brethren whom we see, we cannot love God whom we do not see. His commandment is that if we love God, we should love our brethren also. Commentary, love cannot be commanded. When children are born, they care only about themselves. Good parents sacrifice their self-interest to provide care and nurture for their children, and their children perceive their parents' love. The children become able to love because they perceive that they have been loved. God's love for us is demonstrated in the cross of Jesus Christ. God gave His only begotten Son to die on the cross as the only acceptable sacrifice for the forgiveness of our sin, disobedience of God's word, once for all time, and for all people who are willing to receive it by faith, obedient trust, in Jesus, Acts 4:12, John 14:6. Through the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to His disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17, we individually and personally experience God's love for us every day. We have all sinned and fall short of God's standard of righteousness, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10, and the penalty for sin is eternal death, Romans 6:23. God doesn't want any of us to perish eternally but to live eternally in paradise restored in His eternal heavenly kingdom. God loved us while we were still sinners, disobeying His word, Romans 5:8. Jesus is God's one and only provision for our forgiveness and salvation, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, right, who has been designed into creation from the very beginning, John 1:1-5:14. God wants us to trust and obey His word, in the Bible and in Jesus Christ, the living word, John 1:14, out of love for what He has done for us in Jesus Christ, rather than from fear of punishment. But God is God, whether we acknowledge Him or not. His will be done, whether we cooperate with it or not. If we do not trust and obey His word out of love, we will be accountable to His judgment on the day of Christ's return. There is a day of judgment coming when Christ will return to judge the living, quickened, and the dead in both physical and spiritual senses. Jesus is the righteous judge and the standard of judgment by which all will be judged. Those who have accepted Jesus as Lord, will have trusted and obeyed Jesus and will have been born again by the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit. They will have had a personal daily fellowship with Jesus through the indwelling Holy Spirit, and Jesus will know and acknowledge them as His disciples. They will enter eternal life in God's kingdom in heaven. Those who have not accepted Jesus as Lord, who have refused or failed to trust and obey Jesus will be condemned to eternal destruction in hell with all evil, Matthew 25:31-46, John 5:28-29, Thessalonians 1:5-10. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jusus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14?